It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in interior Alaska. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now for your hosts, Kirk Maynard and Jamie Napolsky.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi, Kirk. How are you?
Good. Can't hear myself, but...
You can't hear yourself again?
That's huge.
Oh my gosh, touch the buttons down below you.
Cheap-ass radio station.
Touch the buttons down to your right.
Oh.
Isn't it those down
there's
there?
So many buttons.
Okay, don't touch those. We'll probably interrupt something super important.
I forgot to hit the SS button.
Did you? Oh no. Dun, dun, dun. We're gonna do something.
I cut into Sean Hannity all the time on
I know.
Accident.
I know. Is that better? Can you hear yourself now?
I can.
Oh, okay. You fixed it?
I feel awesome.
Okay, good. Do we have any fun facts today for our show?
We do have fun facts.
Okay, tell me something cool.
I don't know about cool, but it's the housing market, which isn't really cooling. It's kind of stable at the moment. So looking in North Pole is my latest market report. The average sales price, take a stab just for funsies.
I'm going to say 345.
359.
Gosh, okay.
Down a whopping 3%. That's not much. Average days on market, take a guess.
39.
50.
Okay.
Again, this data is from the Alaska MLS because Greater Fairbanks Board of Realtors does not provide it. The last one, they don't provide any sales data. The last one is price per square foot.
More than. Oh.
Almost everything started with a two.
Oh, okay. 225.
They're 220. Yeah, 220.
Okay.
And that's up 6% from last month.
So wow.
Month over month.
So, I wonder, I guess I could see that in North Pole because everything looks pretty new. So I do feel like it's gone just high, you know, up. And I can see things just sit there. It's like we're still busy, but I feel like the buyers are really slowly looking.
I'm busier this late November than I have been maybe ever in all the years. And I think that's going to continue on through the holidays. I don't see it necessarily slowing down like it does normally.
Yeah.
Locally and nationally.
And I am getting people that are they want to buy, but we're looking at a couple things. And so it's like they're being very thoughtful about what they want to purchase.
Yep.
I literally have a book out all next year. Just people that are like, I want to sell on this date. I want to buy around this month. I'm ready for this. I want to buy and sell at this time. Here's my schedule. Right. Here's my timeline. I'm fixing this. I'm doing this. If this house goes on the market, I want this. I'm like, okay, this is absolutely bizarre. So we'll see what this looks like.
You could enter their name into the website I showed you guys last week.
I know.
If this house comes to market, .com or whatever it was.
Yeah, I want to try that. That'll be a cool feature. So this is going to be a weird show. I've never seen this before. We're going to talk about Brown Friday, not Black Friday, but Brown Friday.
You listen to this on Saturated Saturday?
Yes. Basically, this is just what plumbers warn us about, that our house may not be ready.
Oh, no.
And it's just the trifecta that happens after the holidays because you have...
poop.
No, you have clogged drains, broken garbage disposals, and other issues just because your house is normally has more people in it. You're doing a lot more things. You're running a lot more things. I think we don't tend to run the garbage disposal, the dishwasher, the oven. We're using a lot more things, appliances, features than we normally do. Or even when you think about it.
Totally.
You know, I think even when you have like a house of four people in it or five people in it, you maybe flush a toilet. Let's say maybe it flushes every hour and a half, 2 hours. Then all of a sudden you have 30, 40 people in it. And all of a sudden the toilet maybe is flushing every 20,
That's
30
true.
Minutes. You know, or it's utilizing a lot more toilet paper. You just are really looking at it. Anyway,
never thought about that.
I know, but your house is not used to that. It's just not accustomed.
Yeah.
It's like we've built things to do those things, but when all of a sudden your system is not really prepared for stuff like that, things can break. Things can
just like our human system for Thanksgiving.
Just breaks down. So Brown Friday is basically, it is the busiest plumbing day of the year. It says, unsurprisingly, they did a study from, what did we say? Angie?
Angie, A-N-G-I.
Yep. Reveals that 85% of homeowners say an unexpected repair bill is at top of their Thanksgiving stressor. I think for me, when I go into a lot of houses, when I was doing the engineer inspections, every time we see a garbage disposal, the engineers say that they're just not made the way they used to be made.
Interesting.
And a lot of ones that are put in are pretty inexpensive. And so, you know, I think that when you buy a house, they're...
Well, I guess first we should say that most contractors, home builders, engineers will tell you to not have a garbage disposal and don't put anything into your septic system. So we'll start,
yes,
we'll start with that warning.
Yes.
But most of us listening to this show, including Jamie and I looking at each other, have garbage disposals and put crap down our...
Oh, yeah.
Disposals that we're not supposed to.
Yeah. Well, and I think the hard part is what can you, I mean, I think a lot of us have put things down the garbage disposal to see if the garbage disposal can do it.
G.I. Joe.
Yeah, you're like, will it make it? Will it survive? Well, can the garbage disposal take this? And then, you know, sometimes it's so gross, it's, you know, food debris or whatever, and you're kind of like, or hypothetically, let's say it is a turkey bone. And you're kind of like, it's already in there. Are you really going to reach in there and pull that turkey bone out? No, you're going to say, oh my gosh, garbage disposal, look at what you took it. So, you know.
You're made of 1,000 little knives that's going to cut up that turkey
exactly.
bone into dust.
Exactly. So essentially, they are calling this the Super Bowl for plumbers. It's all the extra holiday cooking. And just having the house full of guests, it's like the perfect storm for clogs, backups, the kitchen sink to the main sewer line.
Yeah.
I know. I don't think it happens to a lot of us, but it definitely can help. They did a study
what do you do?
Yelp's data last year, and it emergency plumbers shot up 27% on Brown Friday.
So just have them scheduled for Friday.
Yes. Well,
no,
I think that they're saying... the one thing, again, and I've noticed it a lot more in Airbnbs, people use a lot more disposable wipes and they're, you
Ooh,
know, the flushable
bad.
Wipes. People are still putting them down the pipes. And I think
that is a no-no.
Yeah. And I think even though they say they're flushable wipes, I just don't think that they're really made to mm-hmm. biodegrade down the plumbing.
If you even
systems.
Go to a lot of commercial places, they say,
yep.
I don't care what they say, you don't put anything but toilet paper down.
Yep.
And if you talk to my contractor, he'd say, you don't put anything down there. He has a little bucket that he get like a little trash
yeah,
can.
And collects it.
He collects it there. He puts zero toilet paper down his yep. system, and his septic systems last for
a long time.
Ever, but
yep.
almost ever.
And so, you know, I think people are just using a lot more things, and people don't, you know, if you, let's say you use disposable wipes at your house and I don't, and you don't have a sign at your house, I don't think about that I can't do that at your house. What I do at my own house. So if all of a sudden
but
we're having
I have
a,
that camera
in the bathroom
shoots, it monitors
that says please don't do that so you can talk to people while they're in your bathroom.
Jamie, is that
did you just use a disposable wipe in my toilet?
A little shocker in the toilet.
So, you know, when you think about all the people that will be doing and putting different things down your plumbing system, it just causes more stress. So unfortunately, the entire household plumbing system from garbage disposal to sewer lines is often overwhelmed the day after Thanksgiving. And here are the most common problems plumbers see.
Close your ears.
Clogged kitchen sinks and disposals. The typical repair calls over Brown Friday start in the kitchen. So after Thanksgiving dinner, scraps like potato peels, grease, stringy veggies, coffee grounds, and eggshells get tossed down the drain, resulting in serious clogged and jammed disposals. Most kitchen disasters we see could have been avoided with a little prep and a strainer. So that's good to know. Over the drain, backed up toilets with more guests in the house, it's common for toilets to get overflowed and overworked. Flush wipes, experimental items from curious kids. That goes back to your G.I. Joe comment. And even just extra toilet paper often leads to backup and overflows, sometimes taking out multiple bathrooms at once. That would be horrible.
Oh, I can see kids doing, let's put whatever down the disposal for funsies. I mean, yeah, like you said, let's see if it'll blow up this.
Yeah.
Not good.
Well, and even when you think about it, I remember we had a holiday party and my aunts and uncles pranked my parents. So they put all sorts of stuff in our toilets and our showers, from food coloring. They did stuff in our hot tub. Like they pranked my parents' whole house. And then I remember that my parents bathroom toilet backed up because of whatever they had put flour or some kind of kind of food item to be funny in the toilet. But it was supposed to look like, I don't remember what it was supposed to, I mean, again, this was 25, 30
like
years
80s
ago.
Or?
Yes, it was supposed to look like something. They were trying to make something. Mm-hmm. And I just remember my dad being so angry because I think we had to actually call in a plumber to fix whatever they had done. And they just thought it was so funny. And my dad was like not amused by any of this.
He wasn't having it?
No. So, anyway, thinking about, so another issue is blocked sewer main lines. Holiday crowds put extra stress on old or partially blocked sewer lines.
I wonder how, I mean, if you're calling around Friday, yesterday, when you're listening to this, I mean, can you get a person in Fairbanks or North Pole to come to your house the same day?
I think some people can.
Yeah.
I think emergent, but again, you're going to pay a lot more. So we will talk about hopefully.
By the way, we have two or three like 50-foot, 100-foot snakes in our house. If you want to call me, I probably have one.
You're
I can loan you.
You're not offering snakes. We have a real snake. We'll bring that as well. One big surge from showers, laundry, and flushing, and suddenly everything backs up at once. So that's what I meant by like you're running every appliance at one time and your house is just kind of like what is happening right now.
That's what I've been doing because we've been going through, we have a big garage clean out because from our house being flooded, we have everything in tubs that are in the garage. Our garage has been displaced and now we're getting our garage back. So we're going through basically everything we own and filtering through it. But I'm doing a ton of laundry because there's just kid stuff that needs to, whether they're going to reuse it or we're going to donate it. We are putting the pressure on our system right now. And so, and it actually backed up today.
Yeah.
I think I told you that. So I have to go troubleshoot the
Oh my gosh. At Thanksgiving weekend. Look at, this is why we had to do this show. You are the brown.
Yeah, I am.
You're the brown, what's it called?
Brown Friday.
Yeah, you're Brown Friday.
Saturday to Saturday. Yeah.
Okay. So, the last thing is overflowing dishwashers. When dishwashers are battling slow drains or full pipes, they can easily overflow, causing water damage under cabinets or floors.
Yeah.
A simple
water's
slow
horrible.
Drain. And we run that sometimes. Like when you think about how, like especially if you're hosting a lot, you can run that 3-4 times in a row. And sometimes the dishwasher, again, it's a great quality product, but sometimes it's just not made to run that many times going that hard.
Right.
And we definitely, I think, overfill because we're trying to get as much as possible in there. And we've used sometimes so many dishes and we're just trying to get through because we're tired. We want to put things away. So we, you know, cram as much stuff as we possibly
can.
Or
the opposite. I do like half or 75% and I run the thing and it's not even full, but then I run it like a million times. That probably doesn't help either.
Yeah. So it could go either way, but we also sometimes don't like we sometimes for holidays, you load it and you leave a lot of food debris on some
okay.
of those things.
Can we talk about this real quick? Cause I was like,
You
should be able to throw whatever you want. Just take it. It should be a full turkey on the plate. I don't care. Throw it in the dishwasher. It should,
it'll just disappear.
Should clean it off. It comes out perfect. And that's my old mentality.
Oh my gosh, George now, Jetson, where do you think it goes?
Then there's some science. Then I've had to clean out a few dishwashers and I'm like, clogs. And I'm like, all right, F this. There's food. Don't shove a bunch of food down there. It's not good. It's not good for your septic system either. So, maybe I should be a little. So now I actually put little filters on both of my sinks that collects the stuff. So it doesn't go down there. And then I do rinse stuff off pretty appropriately before I put it in there.
Yeah.
But then half of me is like, if I'm going to be shining it this nice, I might as well just go all the way and just stick it on the counter on a towel and call it good. Why even run through the dishwasher?
Yeah. I think there's something to be said. I think some things we definitely hand wash. And then I think there's something to be said about sometimes it getting the really, really hot water, the whatever it goes through on the dishwasher.
Sanitizer. Yeah.
I think there's some things that it's just like it gets a really thorough cleaning, especially if it's had, egg. Some of the things that I think could
raw pork.
Yes, raw. Ugh. Yeah, I love meat, but sometimes it's like it's just too much. Are we on break?
We should be on break. You guys probably want to be on break.
Raw pork. Let's end on that note.
Fine. We'll see you guys in a moment.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio.
Each week, people are saving big time. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. As our 50-50 Friday promotion airs every hour, every day for a full week on 8 of Fairbanks' most popular radio stations, there's simply no better way to get the word out about your business. So if you have a grand opening plan, maybe a big sale, special event or promotion, or just want to get the word out, this is the best way to let the public know about it. As your business receives more than $10,000 in promotional value over the course of 1 week, with your ads playing constantly, as well as being promoted live by our talented local radio announcers. And the best part, all that it costs you are some gift certificates. It's 50-50 Friday from the radio station, which is why we have local businesses sign up again and again and again. Call us today and tell us you want to promote your business with 50-50 Friday. It's the best way to let Fairbanks know. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business, period.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
And Jimmy!
Oh my gosh, we're going to change that.
I know, Mitchell break.
It's good though, because we still talk about Lisa. So it's like she's here with us.
You always talk about her.
I know, because I adore her.
In a bad way.
Oh, stop it. So we're still talking about, if you're just joining us, we're talking about Brown Friday, which is a plumber's worst nightmare. All the things that kind of happen after Thanksgiving at your house. And we are talking about overflowing dishwashers is kind of where we left off. So
don't throw a whole turkey in there.
Yeah, you can't. So the biggest thing is how to avoid being a part of Brown Friday. And the biggest thing is,
it's so horrible.
I've never heard of this.
You're gonna go to jail for this.
I've never heard of this. So the biggest thing that they say is the cost of plumbing repairs on Brown Friday can easily double because you're paying for, you know, it's a holiday weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Some plumbers that are going to come out are going to charge
you. Supply and demand is through the roof.
And that's because plumbers are working overtime, part suppliers are often closed, or it could be Black Friday, so they're not even going to go out and get supplies, or the lines are going to be outrageous if they have to go and fight that crowd. So some things that you can really do to think about, you know, being a little bit proactive right before this week or even afterward as we're going to head into the Christmas season is give the plumber a chance to catch some pre-issues and do a pre-holiday plumbing check. You know, bring in the plumber now, see if you do have any issues.
Have your septic pump before the holidays.
But, you know, make sure that, you know, you're always we always sometimes, I think, wait until the issue is an issue.
Oh, for sure.
And so we do think about, you know, we do think about, oh, I'll just wait until maybe that's later or it's never been a problem before.
Not me. I'm perfect.
Yes, you are. And so it's really important to think about. You can bring them in, have them check different things. If you haven't had your septic pumped, you can do that.
Yeah. Scope your lines.
Yep. And then it's I think it's okay to also make announcements to people. You can scrape plates right into trash. You can scrape your plates into the trash versus
that's not a thing.
Yes, versus you know, I mean, some of the things, like you said, you put the drain catchers over your sink drains when you're doing some of your food prep.
And here,
go ahead.
I'm pretty good about scraping stuff down, and if it's not unhealthy, I'll set the pan on the floor for the dog. This morning I did mashed potatoes And he also got pork piccata that I made. So he got
capers
and lemon sauce.
He is living his best yes. life.
But he cleans up like almost perfectly. And then that stuff doesn't go into the dishwasher. It doesn't go into the septic system. And so kind of a win-win.
Yeah. Well, we sometimes do, sometimes I'll just do a Ziploc, put like some of the grease and stuff into a Ziploc and then put it into the garbage so that that way it's not going to leak or, you know.
I do that. I go in a paper cup and then I go in a Ziploc. So.
And there's actually, I wish I had Googled it before we had come in here. There's actually a product on Amazon that is something that you can purchase. It's called like grease soaker or something that you put in. So let's say you're cooking.
Will you put that link up for everybody?
Yeah. Yes. Gosh, we need to get a podcast.
It's coming.
Let's say you're cooking holiday breakfast, you know, so you want to maybe make some bacon before and what are you going to do with that grease? A lot of people dump their grease into their
disposals
because they don't think about what that grease can do.
Can I pause you here?
Yeah.
So when we're going through the flooding process that you've heard about on the show for probably 3 or 4 years now, they pulled up, we had a clog. And so they cut open one of the PVC pipes that's directly below the sink just down below the sink, not maybe directly below, but not far from it. And he said it was totally clogged. And then that's when he gave us the whole grease spiel. And I'm like, dude, I am so good about grease. I'm like, what about your kids? I'm like, I don't know if I've told them how to handle the grease. So,
yeah.
Teach your kids.
Well, and when I was dumping the grease the first time, I dumped it over the sink and my husband was like, oh my gosh, you're dumping the grease into, I didn't even think to put a pan or anything in the sink to catch the rest of the grease. So the grease was just dumping into our sink. And I thought, oh, that's okay. I'll just rinse it out and rinse it down. And my husband was like, that's how we easily can get a clog that way.
Because grease hardens.
Right. And so I ended up Googling this stuff on Amazon and it's called like grease catcher or whatever. It's just basically you sprinkle it. Think about it like salt on the roads and it just coagulates the grease and then it like makes it form into almost like, let me think of the word. Like
grease into
something. Look at what I'm doing. It's almost like charades.
Watch on our YouTube video.
Think about it like, oh my gosh.
Use your adult words.
It's like I can't. It's like I've got a brain.
I'm not following, otherwise I would jump in.
Play-Doh. Like Play-Doh. It will coagulate like Play-Doh.
Do they make Play-Doh anymore?
Yes. And then you just peel it right out of the pan and you can throw it away.
Huh.
Right in the trash can.
Weird.
Yes. That's what I thought too. I watched all these YouTube videos on it, a tutorial, everything.
You can make your own
and
Play-Doh.
Okay. Well, we're not making grease Play-Doh, but yes, you can. But this was, they just said it was one of the top sellers. It was really, really great for people that especially lived in apartments. And then, you know, because a lot of people don't want to say, like my husband saves bacon grease because he will use it to cook on the grill and stuff and our flat top. So he will reuse
you have a Blackstone?
It. Yes, we do.
We do too.
And so he will reuse that stuff. But a lot of people don't like to do that. They don't save.
Because it kills you.
Slowly.
This is a health show.
If that's the way I'm going, I'm okay with that. So, it's just something to think about. So again, we're talking about Brown Friday, if you're just joining us.
On Saturated Saturday.
Yes. So watch for plumbing red flags, bubbling toilets, or water standing in your shower drain when you look through the strainer.
This morning. We went down and the shower pan was overflowing. So we know we have a problem.
Yes.
After we leave the studio here, I am going to go battle that.
Yes. Oh, no.
Yay.
It's just always thinking about describing what's going on. Start looking for those things. Again, those are things sometimes like one thing I always encourage people, there's always a bathroom in your house that you might not use. So we have a downstairs bathroom that we don't always use. It's our guest bathroom for when people come and stay because we have a tri house. You know, three story. Yeah,
yep.
Tri-level house. So I always try to go down there, like especially when we're prepping for holidays and we may have guests come over or my niece is going to be here for Christmas holiday. So because she gets her holiday break. So we always start prepping the room.
She's in college?
Yes. So we always start prepping the room for her. So she'll have a room to stay for a couple days when she comes and stays with us. And so I like to make sure, you know, we start cleaning, but I like to flush the toilet. I run the shower. So you always want to make sure that those those things, things that places you might not go all the time that you, because those are the areas that sometimes you don't think about.
Right.
And then of course, when you're opening up your whole house and you're going to have all your guests over, everything comes into play. Everything gets used. All your sinks get used, you know, because people aren't like, oh, that's a sink you don't use. That's a bathroom you don't use.
Right.
They're going to use every bathroom if all of a sudden you guys are watching TV or gaming downstairs or the kids are downstairs or whatever.
That's so true.
So, I mean, when she stays, that's her bathroom. It's her private space. And the same, like even my nephew, when we put him down there, like I don't particularly love the shower down there. It's just a taller step in. It's something I want to have replaced. He loved it. He was just like, oh my gosh. I mean, he was in it, showered twice a day. I mean, kids are bizarre to me, but, so it just was, yes, but it was something I didn't, you know, it's something you don't think about when all of a sudden everything is going to start being used a lot. So, those are just things, but also like when my mom is a huge party hoster, huge for the holidays. So she probably has anywhere from 20 to 50 people for every Thanksgiving or Bunko or Christmas or whatever holiday they can. And so she,
yeah, look at Bunko while you're talking.
She makes the rules for everything. So she's always like, she announces to everybody, we scrape our plates here, or here's where I put the trash cans. I just want you to set your plates here. So she doesn't let people
She sets expectations.
Yes. She doesn't let people load stuff into her dishwasher. She doesn't let people put stuff in the, like, she has every, like, designated areas for everything because she likes things done a certain way. So people are not going to, if she likes her plates wiped and rinsed, which she does, then she makes sure that's all done when we load the dishwasher. And normally she puts like us on that.
Okay.
Did you just look up Bunko?
Bunko. This is ChatGPT. Bunko is a fast social dice game played in groups, usually 12 plus people, broken into tables of four. It's super simple and mostly luck. So you're running an illegal gambling casino.
My mom, all the time, yes. In Vegas.
In Vegas. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Like once they do
Bunko is code word for craps.
Huge. Yes. She's on like three different Bunko teams.
So how old is your legal craps playing mother that
She's
holds illegal?
She's in her 70s. And the ladies that she plays with are anywhere from 35 to 80. There's like a whole band of them. Oh, yeah. There's like 20 to 30 of them that get together in a group every
month.
Is
it like male strippers, the whole thing, or is it just
I don't know.
Strip gambling?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Sure. I have yet to go to this.
Liar.
Oh, no. She loves it. All right. She loves it. So fun.
Bunko for the holidays.
Yeah. So the biggest thing, again, for Brown Friday, if you're just joining us, is making sure that you're prepped for the holidays, especially after Thanksgiving and as we head into the
Bunko season.
The Bunko season, if you're just joining Kirk, who's now gone down a rabbit hole. It's just really going through your house. That's going to be your number one, is just to go through your house, look at things. If you have to, you can make cute little signs for things. I just stayed in an Airbnb in Anchorage. They had the cutest little signs up that said, this toilet is only for toilet paper. It was on the back. They had a little sign above the trash can that said, put anything in this trash. And so, like, they had a sink. Like, we had a small kitchenette in the Airbnb. They had all the little things that we could do, what we could, you know, put in the sink or whatever, what we could wash, how we loaded the dishwasher. It had, like, three baby instructions, very simple. You know, please rinse your dish. And then food debris all over here. It had a strainer in the sink. You know, I think that there's just things you can do in your house that can really lay everything out so you can make sure if you are worried about flushable wipes, get the flushable wipes, put a label on them. These are not to be flushed down the toilet. Put in trash only. You can head people off, scrape your plates, put a designated area where people can drop them off. And I think if you have time to do a pre-inspection on anything, bring a plumber in, have them look at your stuff, especially as we go into a colder season here in Alaska. I just think you're going to have Christmas, if you celebrate that. We're going to go into January. It's only going to get colder. So if you need them, they're out there. Book them early. Have them walk through and look at stuff because, again, there's just nothing like. In Alaska, when it hits when it's late.
That's so true.
It hits when everything's closed. Yeah. It hits when you can't find anything. And lately, finding stuff has just been harder
and
harder.
It's like you're from here. Hey, Jamie, you're a wealth of knowledge. You're awesome. If anybody wants to get a hold of you, they want to buy, sell, or host an illegal bunco game, how do they do it?
907-378-2400. Thanks for joining us for the show.
And stay tuned for the United Way, Behind the Mission. Take care. Have a good Saturday. Happy holidays.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to KFAR.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, a Last Frontier Media Active production.